Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. The Down Syndrome Resource Foundation, or the DSRF, is a Burnaby-based nonprofit organization that provides group programs for youth and adults with Down syndrome, one-to-one services for individuals and families at all stages of life, and Down syndrome resources to equip parents, caregivers, and professionals. One of these main services is their employment service program, which has been proven successful in connecting clients of the DSRF that are looking for work with local businesses looking to hire. To learn more about the program and the reasons behind its success, CJSF reached out to Adrian Masters, the employment specialist for the DSRF, for an interview on this employment support program. Please take a listen.
I got an opportunity right out of high school to work with people with disabilities. I was like a summer coordinator, and I got to do really fun things kind of all summer with a variety of different people. And that sort of sparked my interest in working with people with disabilities. So I geared my education towards that. I actually came to SFU and minored in learning and developmental disabilities and a major in psychology. But in one of my minor courses, a professor of mine actually works at DSRF. And she was like, we're always looking for volunteers. So I went there and volunteered for a summer, and I just knew that that was where I had to work. So when I graduated, I reached out to them and got a job. I was a teaching assistant originally, and I was working with our young adults, and when they were graduating from our young adult programs, I noticed that almost none of them had jobs or were obtaining employment, and they're all hardworking, smart, driven, you know, they want employment. So I went back to school to become an employment specialist. That I graduated in 2020, unfortunately, so that was a bit of, you know, the whole world was on hold, but so for the past like 2 or 3 years is kind of when things have really kind of progressed with the employment program and the things that we're offering there.
Can you kind of run by the process that the DSRF goes through when it comes to connecting local businesses with the people in the program?
Mm-hmm. So when I work with clients, I try to find what they're interested in, and then what area of the city they live in, and then ideally matching those things together, you know, close to home and their interest. Not always possible, but I do my best. So currently it's sort of cold calling employers, seeing if somebody's hiring, if there's interest. I have a couple clients who have really successful employment, very inclusive. They're doing really well. They're like part of the employment family of where they're working. And those people called me and were like, we have a place, or we're excited to explore I'm hiring somebody with Down syndrome. So that's what I kind of thought, you know, doing those one-on-one calls, that's great for a couple clients, but it doesn't really hit on the like larger systemic barriers around employment. So trying to reach larger groups of people that are hoping to be interested in employment.
Are there any specific examples that you could give of like a success story or something like that where, you know, the work that you're doing really showed a positive result?
Yeah, so I'll give you two, actually. One is recently in Burnaby. I went to a Burnaby Board of Trade event, and I connected with some people from a retirement living home. And a couple weeks ago, maybe about a month and a half ago, a client of mine is now volunteering there once a week for happy hour, where they serve drinks and snacks. And my client goes and he helps with that service. And it's made like a really big difference in the retirement, the home there. You can see the clients or the residents are really happy. My client is thrilled to share what he does when he comes back. And actually just this morning before I walked in, I got an email from his employer there saying that he was looking forward to seeing the client and it's his favorite part of the week. So that is just awesome. It's nice to see, you know, success around employment. And then there was one in Vancouver, a coffee shop who they contacted me looking to hire somebody with Down syndrome. And he's now been working there. It's been 2 or 3 years. And they are their family. He goes to their like private events that they have, their friend groups. They have lunch. The owners have lunch with my client and his mother. So it really is just like it worked really well. It's just, they're completely part of the community.
One thing I was curious about had to do with the skill building mm-hmm. aspect of the work you do. How does that work? You know, like, because obviously there's going to be a wide array of things to work on. So where does that skill building capacity come from with the DSRF?
So the DSRF, we offer, our goal as an organization is like support across the lifespan. So infants come in and do feeding and occupational therapy and speech therapy, reading therapy, sexual education, kind of all across the lifespan. So, you know, we're trying to get individuals starting earlier talking about employment. And that means, you know, practicing asking for help and doing independent things in the kitchen or dressing or things, you know, when they can be independent, doing those things. Talking about jobs out in the community. So, you know, if you go to the coffee shop, looking at the barista or the person making the drinks, or if you're at a grocery store, the person stocking and the person, and pointing out those things. So we're a bit more aware of kind of building those skills earlier. In terms of direct work that I'm doing with clients, they'll come, you know, with differing skills. A lot of, we talk about like personal hygiene is good, being on time for work, you know, relationships at work, because that can be tricky. What are, you know, friends versus coworkers, and where does that line, where's that line drawn? Talking about appropriate conversations, so different topics that are appropriate for different coworkers. So those are some of the general skills that we talk about. And then working with a client, if they have specific skills, if it's working in a restaurant, being a host, practicing those, you know, communication skills and stuff like that. So it can be geared towards the client.
In interacting with these businesses, are there any sort of misconceptions that you've come across that you've had to sort of quell as part of your job?
I think there's a lot of bias around hiring somebody with a disability in general. I think businesses are scared kind of how to dip their toes in. They're not really sure what accommodations might look like, what sort of things that they're going to have to change in their business to create a space for this individual, when really there's not many things that are different. And actually, often if I make materials or training visuals or something for one of my clients so they can, you know, get better access at work, employers are often, like they mentioned, they're like, oh, this is great for future employees. And it's that sort of universal design for learning, where if it's good for one person, it's often good for the kind of the majority. So I would say kind of the fear of the unknown. And then, yeah, just not really knowing where to get started with accommodations or what that might look like for somebody.
Yeah, one of the last things I want to ask you is if you can provide like what you believe to be like some of the central benefits for businesses that decide to get involved with the DSRF in this capacity.
Individuals who have Down syndrome, they are eager to work. It's an untapped kind of workforce. They're now, with our medical system and the way things are changing, folks with Down syndrome are living longer, and they have all the same dreams as goals as we do. And the research shows that if people are working at a place with, or they're hired, somebody's hired who has Down syndrome, the employee retention is longer, they take less sick time and less vacation time, they often are like never late and show up more punctual to work, and it just changes the entire workforce. So it's good for business, it's good for, you know, the coworkers people have and the relationships they can build at work. But then also, if, you know, if somebody's at a grocery store or a coffee shop and people are coming in and, you know, customers are coming in, they see somebody who has Down syndrome or see somebody with a disability, they're often to come back to that establishment because it's an inclusive environment. So it's good for business. And yeah, they're eager to work, and they have a lot to offer.
Once again, that was our conversation with Asia Masters, the employment specialist for the Down Syndrome Resource Foundation in Burnaby, BC, and the foundation's employment support program. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This segment was made possible by the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.